Hi, this is Shaylin Hudson. I make candles for Scene Creations, and the price is anywhere from $3 to $8. If you'd like to contact me about purchasing any, you could call me at 907-401-1095.
You have a Facebook page? No? Welcome to Horror After Hours, coming to you this week outside of the Naughty Guy studio. Tonight's episode is kind of special. Birthday wishes go out to my friends, Yukon John, Dale, and my friend Maggie. Last week was a birthday for my wife Heidi, my sister-in-law Wendy, and my sister Amber. Next week is also my son's 18th birthday. Very warm and very happy birthday wishes to all. My birthday is today. Officially an old man, I am now 45. So anyway, getting down to tonight's topic, this is a series of books by an author named Lee Mountford. This series is called Haunted. And these books are so ever-enthralling, I was not able to put them down. So far in the series, there are 6 books, and I've read every one of them from cover to cover. And am anxiously awaiting the next book in the series. There haven't been a lot of books or series that kept me wrapped up as much as these have. Man, these books are really amazing. If you're into stories of haunting or possession or anything paranormal, these books should be in your list, as I can't recommend these books enough. So the first book in the series is called Haunted. Perrin Manor. Perrin Manor is a place where evil calls home. Sisters Sarah and Chloe have inherited the house that they never could have previously dreamed of owning. It seems too good to be true, and shortly after moving in, the sisters begin to notice strange things like horrible smells, sudden drops in temperature, as well as unexplainable sounds and feelings of being watched. All of that is compounded when they find a study upstairs filled with occult items and a strange book written in Latin. Their experiences grow more frequent and more terrifying, building towards a heart-stopping climax where the sisters come face to face with the evil behind Perrin Manor. Will they survive and save their very souls? Really enjoyed the book. As I said, you know, just so enthralling. The story really draws you in. And you almost feel like you're in the story, which is crazy. So moving on, we have book 2. It's called Haunted, Devil's Door. The massacre of 1982 is told in full. Halloween night, 1982. Many people were brutally killed or simply vanished at the Blackwater Hotel, formerly known as Perrin Manor. The events of that night have always remained a mystery, until now. Ray and Rita Pearson, along with their daughter Chloe, move into the hotel to help with its renovation and grand opening, all under the watchful eye of mysterious owner, Marcus Blackwater. As they move closer to the opening date, Things begin to happen in the hotel that are inexplicable. And Rita herself begins to change. Unbeknownst to the family, there are plans in place, and Marcus Blackwater has his own agenda, one started by his grandfather many years ago. The story culminates in a turn of events that changes everything you think you know about the house and its inhabitants. Book number 3 is called Haunted, Purgatory. Picking up immediately after the shocking climax of Haunted, Perrin Manor, a paranormal research team is hired to help gather evidence and prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Perrin Manor is actually haunted. The owner of the house needs the church to sanction an exorcism. It is the only way to free the souls of the dead who are trapped there and suffering in eternal torment. But the church will not act without proof. However, the team soon discovered that they are ill-equipped to handle the notorious house, or what it really is. Truths emerge that impact not only their fight for survival, but for the very world around them. Can the team survive long enough to free the dead from Perrin Manor, or will their souls be forfeit as well? Now, book number 4 is called Haunted, Possession. A haunted cathedral, a possessed priest. Now, Sarah Pearson and her team are sent on their first assignment together to investigate a case of possession in Kutná Hora in the Czech Republic. Father Hughes, a respected priest, has reportedly succumbed to possession from a supernatural entity. On top of that, there are stories of a ghostly and bloody monk wandering the halls at night. As the investigation gets underway, it becomes clear there is more going on at the cathedral than they first thought. The team realize they are in a fight for their lives against a terrifying enemy with a plan that dates back several centuries. Now, book number 5 is Haunted, Mother Death. They struggle and plead and take their last breath with that horrible old lady, Mother Death, Mother Death. One of the most famous hauntings in British history took place at a house on South Hill Estate, where the spirit of Mary Kane was said to have returned from the grave in search for more children. But that was a long time ago. No further activity has been reported since the 1980s until now. David Ritter and his team have been sent to investigate claims that Mary Kane has returned. Is it just a hoax, or does Mother Death once again hunger for the souls of the innocent? All right, now book number 6. This is Haunted Asylum. The Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum, a place with a history of pain and suffering. Sarah Pearson and Father Luca Janosch are sent to the asylum in West Virginia, America, after the church receives a mysterious letter stating that ancient secrets lie beneath the facility. And these are secrets that can only be unlocked by Sarah. However, when Sarah and Luca arrive, they soon find that the souls of the tortured still roam the halls. What's more, a stranger is monitoring their every move. Sarah and her friend are forced to put their lives on the line in order to unearth the truth. But are they ready for it, for what they will really find? The heart-stopping climax will change everything you thought you knew about the world of the haunted. Now, these are all of the books in the series so far. I've asked the author personally if there are more of these books on the way. He says there will be more. I can't wait. And if you like scary novels like I do, I recommend checking these books out. I know they're available on Kindle, but I'm not sure about the other apps and other e-readers. So once again, look for the Haunted series by Lee Mountford. Once again, happy birthday wishes go out to John on February 14th, Dale on February 15th, Maggie on February 17th, my brother-in-law Gary on February 19th, and my son is turning 18 on February 20th. My birthday is today, February 13th. Thank you for tuning in to Horror After Hours. I'm the naughty guy, Adam J., and we'll see you next time, folks.